now to matters to do with water. More than 600,000 people are affected by a boil water notice in parts of Dublin, Kildare and Meath due to an issue at the Leakslip water treatment plant. For more, I am joined by Michael Brennan, political editor of the Sunday Business Post and author of In Deep Water, his recent book about Irish water. Michael, what's known about the nature of the contamination?
We're told, Sean, that it's a problem with the treatment process in the Leakslip water treatment plant. They've had to effectively tell people to go on a boil water notice because some unsafe water came out of it. It's been fixed, but they're keeping the boil water notice in place until the unsafe water washes through the system.
And there are pictures of shop shelves on Twitter, Michael. In fact, I think you might have put up one or two yourself. Shelves emptied of all bottled water.
That's right. It shows that when people don't have water, they certainly will pay for water. And there was a rush in parts of Dublin to buy bottled water last night. And certainly people were sharing that online.
Now, you've written in your book, In Deep Water, about how vulnerable the water supply is in the greater Dublin region. I suppose this might be just the proof of the pudding, as it were. How bad is it, or how vulnerable is it?
It is in a very precarious situation, Sean. About 85% of all the water for the greater Dublin region comes from the River Liffey. The Leakslip water treatment plant takes water. The Ballymore Eustace plant takes water from there. And the example Gerry Grant, the former managing director of Irish Water, would give, if an oil truck crashed on the M4 near Leakslip and the oil leaked into the reservoir there, then the Dublin water supply would be in serious trouble. So it's quite on a knife edge always.
A bit of an argument in favour of a crash barrier along that particular stretch, but anyway, that's another issue, I suppose. And of course, Irish Water's big answer to the water supply problem, as you say, the Shannon pipeline. What's the story there?
It's a very controversial project. It could cost at least $1 billion, maybe $2 billion, and it's undergoing a cost-benefit analysis at the moment. So it's on a go slow, and I suppose the risk is it will take 5-10 years to build, that the slower it takes to actually get it off the ground, the bigger the threat could be to the water supply for the whole Dublin, Meath, Kildare region in future.
Yeah, and coming back to the immediate reason for this, or the cause of it, do we know what the issue is? I mean, what caused it, the contamination?
No, we haven't had an explanation from Irish Water, Sean, just to say something went wrong with the process in the treatment plant and the water wasn't treated to safe standards. So there could be bugs in the water, and therefore they're telling people not to drink it for their safety.
Okay, Michael, thanks indeed for that. Michael Brennan there, author of In Deep Water, a book about Irish water, editor, political editor of the Sunday Business Post. Also on the line, Keith Redmond, dentist with Redmond Dental Care in Dublin. You're also a former Fingal County Councillor for Fine Gael. How is your practice, your dental practice, affected by this boil water notice, Keith?
Well, we're quite okay, because we designed the system here in Sutton. We made sure we had effectively a closed system, because unfortunately there's always been a problem with water pressure in Sutton. So we have pressurised systems that are designed to keep a closed loop in the water. So we have effectively bought 100 litres of mineral water in Supervalue this morning to run us for the week if need be. And then we can run our system without any recourse to the mains. Well, for some practices, it's definitely going to be a challenge, because a lot of the dental chairs and the scaling systems will be plugged directly into the mains water. And so for our, for dentistry, but also for a variety of other businesses, this could be a problem if it goes on for a long period of time. But for us in Sutton, thankfully, we have a closed system, so we're able to absolve ourselves of the mains water problem.
Lots of foresight there on your part, or that of you and colleagues. Now, how much water typically would a dental practice or a dentist use or need in a day?
It really depends. I mean, here in Sutton, we do a lot of intricate work with regard to cosmetic kind of smile design and stuff. So veneers and crowns, that would use a lot of water. But obviously, we have a lot of we have a periodontal clinic, so we use a lot of water in the scaling systems. But it depends on what you're doing, is the honest answer. We would anticipate that we're going to be okay for about a week with our 100 litres, but that's probably an abundance of caution on our part. Also, it's so important to maintain a cross-infection problem with, for example, if we do our implants, we do a lot of implant systems, we have to make sure that everything is highly hygienic to prevent cross-infection, so we can't take a risk with what's in the water.
Okay, well, look, thank you very much indeed for those insights. That's Keith Redmond there, dentist and former county councillor in Fingal for Fine Gael. It's just after 11 o'clock. We go to the newsroom again and to Brian Jennings.